The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you from Spokane, Washington, the Numerica Veterans Arena, the Boone Street Barn, as they call it, and the 2026 1B State Tournament. We're in game number 19 for the fourth straight season. The DeSales boys basketball team has made it to the state semifinals. The Irish at 22-4 will take on defending state champion, the Lummi Nation. They are number one seeded into this tournament. They are 26-1-1. Yes, they had a tie ball game, their first game of the year, way back on December 2nd. They tied Lakewood, which is a 3A school. I'm not sure how it ended up in a tie. Winner will play for the state championship at 7 p.m. tomorrow in the final game of the bracket and versus either Elmira Cooley Heartline or Tulalip Heritage, who are in the other semifinal that will follow this one. The loser will play in game 22 at 11:15 in the morning for the third and fifth place trophies. So for the fourth straight year, DeSales is guaranteed hardware. But the team, the coaches, the school, the whole Irish nation hoping for a chance at the gold ball tomorrow. To do so, they'll have to get by Lummi Nation, the number one ranked team in the state, a team that is on a current 23-game win streak. It will be a tough, tough test, but the Irish have put themselves in position to try to get to that state championship game tomorrow. We're glad you're with us. We're going to take our first break, come back and take a look at the bracket. You're listening to Irish postseason basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're courtside here at the Spokane Arena. State semifinal matchup. We're sitting just to the right side of half court. The DeSales team is the designated visitors on the scoreboard in this one. Irish coach Eric Wood visiting with Lummi Nation coach Jerome Toby. his team winning the state championship last year. Looks like they're having a nice visit across the way. Fun time of year, fun position in the bracket. You're guaranteed a trophy, but you want to get that chance to win the state championship. Lummi Nation hoping to repeat as state champions. The Sales boys trying to crack that glass and get to that championship game for the first time after finishing third the last 3 years. The Irish will be the road team, the road forest green uniforms, Vegas gold numbers. The Lummi Nation Blackhawks will be in the home white uniforms, black numbers, trimmed in black around down the side of the shorts. To look at the bracket, yesterday's ball games, quarterfinal action, the Elite Eight, if you will, is termed, coin a phrase from the March Madness. DeSales boys, an exciting quarterfinal win over Liberty Christian, 78-74 in overtime. The Irish boys blew an 11-point lead. Well, they led by as many as 13, outscored 15-5 in the fourth quarter, but then scored 16 points in the overtime to win it 78-74. Liberty Christian played this morning and beat Nia Bay. Liberty Christian will play for the fourth and sixth place trophies tomorrow versus Moses Lake Christian, who defeated Columbia Adventist. In the second quarterfinal, Lummi Nation beat Nia Bay 70-48. And then in the second half of the quarterfinal bracket, the bottom two games, Moses Lake Christian was defeated by Tulalip Heritage 72-53. And Almira Cooley Heartline, District 6 champion, who defeated the Sales in the district championship game last weekend in Reardon, 2 weekends ago now, 80-54. So the state semifinals, the Sales right now versus Lummi Nation, Tulalip Heritage versus Almira Cooley Heartline to follow this one. Championship game tomorrow at 7 p.m. The losers will play for the third and fifth place trophies tomorrow at 11:15 a.m. That's a look at the bracket. Listening to state tournament basketball for the DeSales Irish on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Teams continue to warm up. The Blackhawks of Lummi Nation right in front of me were doing some ball handling drills. Four or five guys, or other four or five guys taking shots to the rim down to my right. The Sales boys in the state tournament for the fifth straight year under head coach Eric Wood. during the regular season. Their four losses to Moses Lake Christian, Tulalip Heritage, Liberty Christian, and Elmira Cooley Heartline. All four of those teams are here at the state tournament. The three of those losses happened on January 2nd, January 7th, and January 10th. Then the Irish went on a nice 15-game win streak, and then Elmira Cooley Heartline beat them in the district championship game 80-69. The Irish boys won the league title, beating Liberty Christian 66-58 before losing at the district tournament. And then last Saturday at Richland in the first round of state tournament play, beat Moses Lake Christian 80-69. Those 80 points, the second highest point total of the season. And then yesterday, as I mentioned in the opener, played really well for three quarters against Liberty Christian, up by 10 after three quarters, and then led 57-47. Then Liberty Christian was also in some foul trouble. They switched to a zone defense and full court pressure, and that full court pressure really frustrated the Sales. The first three quarters were great. The fourth quarter was a mess. 19 turnovers for the game. I did not have a by-quarter breakdown, but the Irish really had a tough time in the fourth quarter. Then the overtime, the response was great. 16 points in 4 minutes after scoring just five in that fourth quarter. Cohen Wood, 6-foot junior, hit two threes in the overtime. Maddox Filan, a 5'10 senior, hit a three in a couple of free throws. Spencer Green, the 5'10 senior, with three or four from the line. Mateo Jimenez, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Mateo, a freshman. DeSales shot 19 of 24 from the free throw line for the game, 79%. Liberty Christian just 12 of 21, 57%. That was a big deal. DeSales ended up with four players in double figures. Spencer Green, 24 points. Cohen Wood, 20. Maddox Filan, 13. And Malachi Raymond, the 6'2 junior, a double-double with 10 points and 15 rebounds. That's Malachi's second double-double of the tournament. In the first round, he had 22 and 10 rebounds against Moses Lake Christian. He's been very solid. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at Lummi Nation, who comes into this game as the defending state champions and currently on a 23-game win streak. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community. In print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Sitting here courtside with Alon Olson to my right and my life partner, my wife, Lori Spees, sitting to my left, looking down to the left side of the court, the Irish warming up in those road forest green uniforms. Lummi Nation, defending state champions in front of us, and they look the part. They Their warm-ups are extremely crisp. But let's talk about them. 26-1-1, a 23-game win streak. Their loss was on December 13th at Linden Christian. Linden Christian currently 23-1 at the 1A level. They're in the state semifinals at the Yakima Sun Dome, I think, is where that tournament's being played. And so they are very, very, very impressive. They won the state championship last year, beat ACH 53-50. They returned four starters from that team, and they added a senior transfer student, Chase Wakekeller, 6'8" senior. And he's a very talented player. We'll see how we handle him out there in this one. So far in the state tournament, last Saturday, they beat Wakayakum 78-49, and then last yesterday afternoon, beat a team from their district. Well, they play in a tri-district, District 1, 2, 3. They beat Nia Bay 70-48, up 40-25 at the half and never really threatened. It was around 10 points, though, till the mid-fourth quarter, but they always seemed in control. Their star player, Jerome Toby, a 5'8" senior, 20 points and 5 assists. He can really penetrate and run the show. Wake Keller, the 6'8" senior, 16 points and 14 rebounds. And Dyson Edwards, a 6'2" junior, 12 points, dished out 5 assists, as did Toby. And they out-rebounded Nia Bay 31-23, and they forced 15 turnovers. That can put a lot of pressure on you as well. Just a quick note here in the state tournament with records and milestones being set. There are four boys players in the state who have reached 2,000 points this year, and two of them are in this game. Spencer Green currently at 2,073 and Jerome Toby at 2,265 points. So two of the most prolific scorers in state basketball are going at it in this one. Well, we're just about ready to go. We're going to take one more quick break. We'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, we're just about ready to announce the starting lineups. Let's go ahead and take a look at those. The Lummi Nation Blackhawks under head coach Jerome Toby will start. Jerome Toby, the 5'8" senior. Landon LaFontaine, a 6'1" junior. Dyson Edwards, a 6'2" junior. Chase Wakekeller, the 6'8" senior. And DeAndre James, a 6'3" junior. So they have height. They're very solid all the way around. And another thing about Jerome Toby, he averaged 17.7 points a game last year at state. It was the number two assist guy at state. He is the straw that stirs their drink, and they are very, very, very strong. He had two steals in the final minute of the state championship game last year. They were down 50-49, back-to-back steals and lay-ins, and that was the winning score of 53-50. He'll be tough. Spencer Green, the 5'10 senior for the Irish, will start two solid games in the tournament so far, 26 points and 6 assists. Last week, 24 points, 4 assists yesterday against LC. 6-foot junior Cohen Wood will start, 20-point game yesterday. Maddox Vilen, a 5'9 senior, will start. He's been in double figures both tournament games, 18 and 13. And Malachi Raymond, a 6'2 junior, will start. Two double-doubles, and Malachi will be really challenged inside against these tall Blackhawks. And then Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior, he plays in the post. He'll be undersized going after the Blackhawks inside. Manning, a 5'10 senior, 4 points in each of the games so far. He did foul out yesterday against Liberty Christian. We're staying at the same hotel as the team. Had a chance to talk to Coach Wood a little bit. Stop penetration. Got to stop Toby from penetrating. He penetrates, draws the help defense, and then nifty little passes to their post players inside, or they can kick it out and shoot the three. They're very, very good. Got to be physical inside with their tall players. He feels like we can play physical with them. But he wants to play up-tempo. He thinks we can run on them and wear their bigger guys out. That will be interesting to see, because traditionally Lummi Nation is very willing to play the fast-paced game. We've got to get back on defense and ball security. We had 19 turnovers against Liberty Christian yesterday. Lummi Nation watched most of that ball game, and I expect them to press and put ball pressure on the Irish early and often. Well, we're ready to go. We'll get Lon's microphone turned up and hoping to get him some input before we start a bit. We're underway. And Malachi Raymond out jumps Keller for the opening tip, and the Irish will start the ball on offense down to our left. Bylan has picked up his dribble. He gets it up top on between the circles to Raymond. Left double with the ball, hand off to Green. Green spins inside. He's double teamed. Pass down low to Raymond. Raymond spins to the basket. Tough fadeaway on the baseline. Won't go. Keller with the big rebound. So Spencer got into the lane, but the 6'8 weight Keller was waiting for him. Now Toby drives the other way. Kick out for three. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Spencer Green. Spencer into front court. Irish do want to push it. They get it hit to Raymond behind the defense, and Malachi lays it in. So DeSeo gets the stop, get the board, and Malachi outruns the Blackhawks down the floor. DeSales leads early 2-0. Coach Wood felt that we could beat them down the floor. Down low to Matt Keller. Keller on the baseline. He's double teamed. Passes it into backcourt, and it's out of play. Turnover on Lummi Nation. So DeSales gets a stop and a score, and now forces a turnover. They double teamed the 6'8 post player on the baseline. He turned to throw it out high, threw it too high, and into backcourt. Now I've got some kind of a discussion at the scorers table. They've got the possession error, I think, was facing the wrong way. Cohen Wood inbounds it backcourt to Malachi Raymond. Malachi will bring it up court. There's another adjustment. Keller, the 6'8 senior, will have to come out and guard him. Now to Maddox firing on the baseline. Double team gets it to Manning. Kick back to Maddox on the left wing. Looking inside, nobody open. He's on the drive. Cut off, puts up a little 12-footer in the lane. He's got it. Irish up early 4-0. So there's an adjustment. Malachi Raymond's bringing the ball up the floor. It was inbounded from half court, and that forced the 6'8 weight Keller to come out and guard him out front, which allowed Maddox to get into the lane. Toby from 16, right baseline, won't go. Right rebound tip controlled in the quarter by Wake Keller. Wake Keller double team, puts the ball on the deck. He falls to the floor. He gets up. Now he's tied up. The Sales on ball defense, very good right now. 6:15 to go, first quarter just underway. DeSales up 4-0. And Lummi Nation thought they were going to go play defense, but their senior leader, Tyrone Toby, says, no, come on, it's our ball. So down to our right, under the Lummi basket, Wake Keller will inbound. Right corner to Toby. Back to Wake Keller, who slips and falls and goes out of bounds. Malachi Raymond was right there with the defense. Wake Keller tripped over his own feet, fell to the ground, and the ball went out of bounds. Timeout, Lummi Nation. 6:13 to go, first quarter. DeSales up 4-0. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, it's been really loud behind me. I assume it was the Lummi Nation cheerleaders, but it's our cheerleaders in the student section. Our cheerleaders were not here yesterday, but they're here today. Irish up 4-0. Green penetrates. Loses the ball, but passes it between his legs behind him to Manning Filand. Now to Maddox. Left corner to Malachi Raymond. Swing it to Spencer. Three on the way. Got it! Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, three. DeSales is up 7-0. 5:50 to go, first quarter. Toby on the right, left side. Drives all the way down to the baseline. Double team. gets all on the baseline, though, now passes right corner to LaFontaine. Up top it goes to Edwards. Edwards back to Toby, right on him as Maddox Vilen. I could almost reach out and touch Toby from where I sit, deep on the right wing. Toby to the left elbow, dumps it down low to Keller. Ball's knocked away. Maddox Vilen with the rebound, with the carom. Another turnover force. The Sails up 7-0 with the ball in the front court. Manning Vilen with it now in the right corner. Spins to the lane, cut off, and he hits the deck, and it's a jump ball call. He was tied up by DeAndre James, a 6'3 junior, as Maddox passed it to Manning in the corner, and now we've got the officials having some type of a discussion. Not sure what they're, what do you think?
Well, I think the out-of-bounds situation, man. Lubby got the last one. We should get this one. I don't know what the problem is.
All right, the Sales is going to inbound down to our left. Now they're going to discuss it some more. Huh. Seems pretty straightforward.
It sure does. The team's pointing down at this end for whatever reason.
Because we got the opening tip, then they had the tie up down here to our right a moment ago, so yep. It should be the Sales ball.
Wow.
Whoa. Now they're trying to. Now one official pointed to Lummy. That's not right. That is not right. They haven't checked the scores table yet.
Come on, guy. Get him with it.
This is.
It shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, where? So they're screwed up on the jump ball. They have, and this should not, absolutely should not happen at a state tournament, but there have been multiple errors at the score table during these couple days. And now a WI representative.
Yeah.
Good job. She's got the black vest. She's got the WI name tag on. And she goes to the scores table and says, you guys got it wrong.
That's
so
you.
DeSales basketball.
That's the old
Green looks inbound it. Gets it inside. Knocked away from Wood and out of bounds. They say kicked. Okay, so that's the alternate official.
That's the alternate. Yeah, that's their job. Yeah, to do that.
Oh,
he came through.
I thought this guy was the alternate official here with the officiating gear.
Yeah, he went to the alternate official.
They lob it into Ray Lummy, and then he lays it in. Malachi Raymond catches it midair and scores it. 9-0 to Sales. The drive to the basket by Lummy Nation off the mark. Rebound battle. Fight for it. Raymond's got it. The Sales with the ball up 9-0. Maddox filing in the front court. Toby all over Green. He can't get the ball. Now Malachi's got it. He goes right by. Wait, Keller puts up a wild shot off the mark. Won't go. Malachi may be trying to do too much. Now Toby spins to the lane, puts it up too strong. Rebound Maddox Vilen. And we've got a whistle and a foul on Lummy Nation. Great start.
I missed it.
Four, three. Foul on number three. That is LaFontaine. 4:40 to go, first quarter. So Malachi Raymond bringing the ball up, making this 6'8 post player guard him out beyond the three-point line. Now it's to Green. Green spinning on Toby. He misses a shot inside, off the backboard, off the rim. Toby with the ball coming hard the other way. Irish hustle back. Blackhawks will set up. Big, hard screen. Wade Keller took out Maddox Vilen. Pass down low to Delonte James, and they score. The Blackhawks' first basket of the goal game comes at the 4:11 mark of the first quarter. Maddox Vilen on the drive has it slapped away and out of bounds.
Yeah.
And they say off the leg of Maddox Vilen. Huh.
Yeah, I think so, Coach.
So the Blackhawks get their first point of the game, and now the Irish turn it over. DeSales up 9-2, first substitution of the game. The Blackhawks sang in Gregory Hawk, a 5'8 junior, for DeAndre James. Now Jerome Toby brings it into front court. Jerome Toby looks to his left. Now up top it goes to Edwards. Back to Toby. Toby on the drive. Stripped. And we've got a whistle and a foul call. So this will be the first foul on DeSales. We'll see who it's on. And it's on Maddox Vilen, his first. 3:44 to go. First quarter, they're going to say it's a shooting foul. As Toby was on the drive. So the Irish score the first 9 points of the game. The Blackhawks have now scored 3 in a row as Toby hits the first free throw. 9-3, Irish with the lead. Another fast start for DeSales. They did the same thing to Liberty Christian yesterday. And there's a rebound off the missed free throw. And The Blackhawks did not contest the rebound. All of their white shirts went back to play defense. So apparently they're not going to press. Now they get it to Manning Phelan. Manning spins in the lane, goes up strong, lost the handle. It goes to Wade Keller. Outlet goes to Dyson Edwards. Edwards to Toby. Thought about a three. Green is right on him. Toby still with the dribble. Right to left. Cut off in the lane. Kick left corner. That's LaFontaine for three. He's got it. No, LaFontaine hits a three. And the Blackhawks have scored six in a row after the Irish scored the first nine of the game. Now up top it goes to Manning Phelan. Now to Raymond. Raymond tries to drive on Wade Keller. He will. Shots blocked. Ball's knocked out of bounds off of Toby. I like the way Malachi's challenging the big guy. Maybe got to get a jump stop and a spin move in there somewhere. So down in the far left corner from our vantage point, Spencer Green didn't bat it. He'll get it to Maddox over on the sideline. Now up top to Malachi Raymond. No room to drive this time on Keller, but making that big guy work is very good strategy. Shot clock down to three. They get it to Spencer. He's got to shoot it up. He will. And it takes it! Spencer, a floater for three. It hit the rim, hit the backboard, hit the rim, hit the backboard, and went in. Oh, they say it's a two. They say he was inside the three-point line. But 11-6 to Sales. The luck of the Irish on that one. Toby Green. Jerome Toby driving on Green. Can't get any penetration. Gives it up now to Fontaine. LaFontaine drives in. Chop won't go. Backhanded tip in attempt by Keller. Won't go. Malachi Raymond with the rebound. That was athletic. He had his back to the basket. Tipped it in. In the corner, Maddox. Find a three on the way. It's good. Rip City. The Irish have now scored five in a row and have the lead back up at 14-6. Four different players have scored. There's a drive to the basket by LaFontaine. He lays it in. He's got five. 1:44 to go in a very competitive first quarter in this state semifinal. Right corner to Raymond. Down low to Phelan. Phelan gets inside. He's called for traveling. Manning trying to back down Gregory Hawk, just a 5A junior. He rarely gets a height advantage, and Manning called for the travel. 1:35 to go first quarter. DeSales up six, 14-8. And now Toby will not bring the ball up. It will be brought up by Dyson Edwards. Maddox Phelan is shadowing Toby in the left corner. Now back to Edwards, still on the dribble. He puts up a 16-footer, hits it. So Dyson Edwards dribbled the ball that whole possession. 14-10 Irish. Head to Manning Phelan behind the defense. Oh, he can't finish it. Wade Keller got back to make him change a shot. 14-10 Irish. Blackhawks on a bit of a run now after DeSales has scored five in a row. And Edwards drive, missed shot, rebound Cohen Wood ahead to Maddox, to Green. Green will fire a deep three and transition it short, rebounded by the Blackhawks. Both teams running now. Toby into front court, in the lane, crossover step around. Raymond won't go, rebound Wood. Wood to Green. The sales up 14-10 with the ball inside a minute to go, first quarter. Maddox Phelan driving inside, shot won't go. Rebound and put back by Malachi Raymond. Coach Wood calls a timeout. 35 and a half seconds to go in the first quarter. DeSales up 16-10. DeSales is running the ball down the floor against Lummi. Maddox Phelan, a contested lay-in attempt off the mark, and Malachi Raymond, the 6'2 junior, flies through the air, catches it with both hands, and puts it off the glass and in. Malachi has six first quarter points. Spencer Green, five. Cohen Wood, two. And Maddox Phelan with a three. So DeSales, a 9-0 start. Lummi Nation scored six in a row to make it 9-6. DeSales scored four in a row, to get back up 14-6. Then Lummi scored four in a row, and now a bucket by Malachi Raymond. So far, the game plan is working very well. They've contained Jerome Toby, who had just 1 point. They've run the ball up and down the floor, forcing the Blackhawks to chase. In fact, Wade Keller is on the bench after that timeout, and he's got a towel on his head. He looked like he wasn't really in really great shape, and he's had to run up and down the floor with Malachi Raymond. And so the game plan working so far, make the big guy play defense on the perimeter and Chase up and down the floor, and he is huffing and a puffing over there on the sideline. 34 seconds to go, first quarter. Jerome Tobey will walk it into front court after the timeout. Maddox Filan meets him at the timeline. Now left wing pass to Dyson Edwards. Over to Hawk. Hawk to Tobey on the right wing. Up top it goes to Fontaine. Three on the way, partially blocked by Green. Ball's loose, goes out of bounds off of Plummy Nation. I think Green got his finger on that ball, so too. And then out of bounds, last touch by Lummy Nation. Now they'll full court press. They get it to Malachi Raymond, though, so they don't guard Malachi. Malachi will walk it into front court. Now to Maddox Filan. DeSales up 16-10. 8 seconds to go, first quarter. Maddox trying to find some room, gets at the foul line. Elwell puts up a tough shot. It won't go. Rebound, Lummy Nation, and that will be the end of the first quarter. The Sales boys up 16-10 after 8 minutes in this state semifinal contest. You're listening to it on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the end of the first quarter. So Coach Wood, in the visit back at the hotel, we're going to run on him. We're going to let Malachi bring the ball up. If they don't press us, force the big guy to play defense full court. Jerome Tobey drives baseline right side and lays it in. He didn't use the screen. He went to his right instead of his left. Toby's first field goal of the game. And the Irish lead is 16-12. It's a game of adjustments. Two very good coaches in this one. And there's Tobey knocking away from Spencer Green. Ball's loose. Wood will chase it down. Irish got a break there. Now Raymond up top to Maddox Filan. Open for three. Oh, in and out. Rebound. Blackhawks. Tobey will come up the court with it after the rebound by DeAndre James. He's a big kid, that DeAndre James. He's 6'3", and he's thick. In the lane, Tobey. Shot won't go, rebound with Wade Keller. He loses the handle. Wood's got it. Now to Spencer Green. Irish want to push it. We get it right corner. We got a whistle and a double dribble. Okay, Spencer came up the right sideline, started to pass the ball. Jerome Tobey jumped into the passing lane, and Spencer tried to decommit from the pass, and he grabbed it and dropped it. Irish turn it over. Just underway, second quarter. DeSales up 16-12. Blackhawks have scored first here in the second quarter. There's a ball knocked away by Wood. Loose ball picked up by Maddox Filan. Head to Green. Spencer lays it in. DeSales with the steal in the lane. 18-12 Irish, 6:40 to go, first half. Maddox Filan, a senior for the Irish, checking Tobey. Gets a screen, and now we got a whistle, and that's an offensive foul. Yeah. DeAndre James pushed Maddox Filan in the back, and the official was right there to call it. That happened right in front of our vantage point. So that's a Blackhawk turnover. And now they looks like they are going to come up with a little pressure. LaFontaine is going to press the inbound, but now to Malachi Raymond on the inbound, and they will not press him. Wade Keller meets him between the circles. Upside on the left wing to Green now. Green double team. Right wing pass goes to Maddox Filan. Maddox looking for a screen. Nobody open. Now he'll drive in, dribbles it off his foot, picks it back up. He's at the left elbow. Out to Manning Filan. 10 on the shot clock. Back to Maddox. Maddox dribbles down the right side, kick back, step back, shot partially blocked. Blackhawks, good defensive set. Jerome Tobey with the outlet up court to James. James puts it on the deck, kick out to Edwards. Edwards on the drive, loses the ball, gets it back, dumps it to James, who lays it in. Nice penetration by the Blackhawks. Irish up 18-14. 5:50 to go, first half. Very good ball game. State semifinals. What an atmosphere at the Spokane Arena. Green on the baseline, goes right by Toby, puts a shot up, partially blocked. We got a late call. I think there's a foul on the Blackhawks. It was a late whistle, but the right call. Of course, it went our way, but Spencer drove by Toby on the baseline, put the shot up off the glass. It's off down the other end of the court from our vantage point. There was no whistle, and then a late whistle, and the foul was on Toby.
Yes.
Spencer hits the free throw. First free throw opportunities for the Irish. Clock stops with 5:38 to go in the half. DeSales up 19-14. Spencer's got 8 points. He'll get one more free throw as they're wiping some perspiration off the basketball. And Spencer will get it again, set himself there at the free throw line. Second one is up, and it's also good. The sales lead is back up to 6. Started the game on a 9-0 run. Lummi Nations had it down to 4 a couple times, but the Irish have it back up to 6 at 20-14. Pass up top goes to LaFontaine to Toby. In the high post to Wade Keller. Malachi Raymond plays behind him. Now they get it up top to Edwards. Edwards to Toby. Lob it inside to Keller. Backing in on Raymond. Now he's double teamed. Ball's knocked loose and a foul called as Maddox Vineland was heading the other way with it. And the foul's on Malachi Raymond, his first. But I like the game plan. They are really making Wade Keller, the 6'8 senior, work in every portion of the game. They get it to him on the inbound. He puts it on the deck. Puts a shot up too strong. Won't go. Tips it. Still won't go. Tips it again out to James. James kicks it out to Edwards. Edwards hits a 3. So there's the big guy. He kept that one alive for quite a while. And the 3-pointer gets the Blackhawks within 3. They get it to Wood. Wood drives down the lane. Puts it up and in. Over Wade Keller. Going Wood. Going left to right. A high right-handed hook shot up and in. The Irish up 22-17. And there's a loose ball knocked out of bounds off the sails. To our right. Blackhawks will inbound. The game plan being executed well against the defending state champion, a team on a 23-game win streak. The Sales is up right now by 5. They get it bound to James. This shot blocked by Manning Filan. Foul called on Manning Filan. Good execution by the Blackhawks. Manning, 5'10", going against DeAndre James, a 6'3 junior. He gets in the weight room a little bit, I'll say that. He's an athletic, thick-set kid. Now, Blackhawks do not contest the rebound. They've got all their players back talking to Coach Toby. And James hits the first free throw. Irish up 22-18. The foul was on Manning. That's his first. Second free throw is up and also good. Throughout, DeAndre James leads the Blackhawks right now with 6 points. Malachi Raymond will bring the ball up court. Wade Keller, the post player, meets him at the top of the key. Now right wing pass, Maddox Filan with Toby on him. Maddox drives to the right elbow. Keeps his dribble, now left wing to Malachi Raymond. A catch and shoot 3, it's an air ball. Way down in the corner, chased down by the Blackhawks. Malachi, a little too much juice on that one. 4:20 to go, first half. Lead down to 3 for the Irish. It's down to 1 as Dyson Edwards drives hard right to left all the way to the cup. 22-21. Irish lead is down to 1. They have not trailed in the ballgame. Green on the drive. He gets all the way inside as it knocked away from behind by Jerome Toby. Jerome Toby, 5'8 senior. Spencer Green, the 5'10 senior. Two very good players. Spencer beat him on the dribble, and then Jerome just reached in behind him and knocked it away. Look inside for the lob to Raymond. Nobody open. Now Raymond comes outside to it. Now Spencer with the ball. He has it slapped away from behind by Jerome Toby. Got to protect the ball. Ball security, as that's the second time in a row that Toby has let Green get by him and then just reach behind him and knock the ball loose. Spencer will inbound under the basket down to our left. 15 on the shot clock. 3:59 to go the first half. Irish up by 1. 22-21. They get inbound to Wood. Wood has it slapped away and out of bounds by Landon LaFontaine. So the Blackhawks have really turned up the effort on the ball, on-ball defense, slapping a lot of balls away. Now Spence will inbound it down the left corner to get it out top to Malachi Raymond. Malachi's the one guy they won't guard. Is Keller staying at the top of the key? Spencer drives the foul line. Put the shot up. He scores. He's fouled. He took Toby to the foul line, elevated Toby, that old trick. They hit you on the elbow as you go up, and they caught him. So Spencer, a chance to complete a three-point play the traditional way. Irish up 24-21. Spencer to shoot a free throw. I think it was on Toby, number zero. I think. That would be my guess. Spencer's free throw is up and good. Spencer, 12 first half points. Irish up 25-21. Spencer went for a steal, didn't get it. Now Toby's on the baseline with it. 12-footer, he's got it. So Spencer Gamble tried to steal it away from LaFontaine. LaFontaine got the ball, got it to Toby for the bucket. Irish up 25-23. Maddox filing on the right side. Drives baseline, gets all the way in the lane. He has his shot blocked by... Wade Keller, but he was fouled by another Blackhawk. Two white shirts were there. The Lummi Nation fans don't like it. They don't have a number three. So two shots for Maddox. Maddox first free throw in and out. The Sails up 25-23. 3:31 to go. First half, state semifinals. Maddox's second free throw is good. It's one of two. The Sails lead is three, 26-23. Now, Toby doesn't bring the ball up either, so both teams kind of changing up who brings the ball up. It'll be Dyson Edwards, a 6'2 junior, who leads them in scoring with seven. He gets it at the top of the key to Wade Keller. Three on the way from the left side. That's an air ball.
Jerome
Toby saves it. Knocked off of Keller's hands to Wood. Cohen's got it. Into front court it goes. To Maddox, fine, to Raymond. Maddox on the drive to the left elbow. Cut off now, Spencer Green with it. Dribbling right to left. Takes a tough shot inside, won't go. Rebound weight by the Blackhawks, Edwards. In the front court to Jerome Toby. Jerome on the drive, spins through, gets it to James. James is reached in and fouled by Malachi. And that'll be two fouls on Malachi Raymond. The Sails is not substituted yet. 2:51 to go in the half. The Sails up 26-23. Timeout on the floor. Blackhawks with the ball. The Sails with a three-point lead with 2:51 to go in the half. When we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves, Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Now the Sales boys going up against the defending state champions, the Lummi Nation Blackhawks. 23-game winning streak for the Blackhawks. And the Irish are up 26-23 with 2:51 to go in the half. Got off to a 9-0 start, led 16-10 at the end of the quarter. So they are being outscored 13-10 here in the second quarter, but the game plan seems really good. The 6'8 Chase Wade Keller has not been a factor, really. He has not scored. You can tell he's tired. Malachi Raymond is really making him work. So now let's see what... Coach Jerome Toby draws up on the inbound play down to our right. Looking inside, nobody open. Out top, it goes to James. James hands it back to Toby deep on the right wing. Defense, a chant by the Irish fans behind us. Toby on the drive, left corner to LaFontaine. Three on the way, he's got it. It hit the front rim from the corner, hit the backboard and went in, and we're tied at 26. 2:33 to go in the half. The Sails has never trailed. Now Raymond out front with Wade Keller on him. Up top to Maddox Fyler. Right wing to Green. Green trying to drive, can't do it. Now Malachi Raymond picks up his dribble at the foul line. He's open, won't take the shot. Shot clock down to 10 to Maddox Fyler. Now Green's got it. Green double team. He's in the corner with it. Gets it to Manning Fyler. Got a whistle and a foul. Boy, a break for DeSales as the shot clock was at 3 seconds. And that foul on Lummi Nation, I think it It's their fifth foul, yeah. So Manning Filan will be on the free throw line. The foul is on number three. The foul on Landon LaFontaine, that's his second foul. So Manning Filan to shoot two to give the Irish lead back. He misses the first one, way short. We stay tied at 26, and the Lummi Nation fans, who have three full sections full across the way, letting Manning know about that. See if Manning can regroup on the second one. He will. He hits one of two. The Irish back in front, 27-26. 2:11 to go in the half. Bringing it into front court is Dyson Edwards. They've taken Jerome Tovey, the point guard, off the ball. Now with it is LaFontaine. Now Toby's got it. Lobs it down to Wade Keller. He's outside the block on the right side. They double team him. He tries to spin through it. He will. He powers it up and in. Wade Keller split the double team and gets his first basket of the game. And the Blackhawks have their first lead of the game. Now they show a little full court pressure. Now they back off. Green will bring it into front court. Tovey meets him there. Left wing pass goes to Raymond. Raymond dribbling to the top of the key. Finds Wood open underneath. He lays it in. Cohen Wood cut from the right corner. Malachi hit him right in stride. Back in front are the Irish at 29-28. 1:19 to go, first half. Jerome Tovey, shake and bake drive, kicked it out in the corner. Now with it is LaFontaine, steps behind the three-point line, won't go. Rebound James, and they'll reset. 1 minute. Excuse me. 1 minute to go in the first half. That's the second offensive rebound for the Blackhawks. Jerome Tovey can't find room to drive. Kick out to Edwards. He hits the three. 31-29 Blackhawks. Their fourth Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three-pointer of the game. 47 seconds to go in the half. Right elbow pass to Raymond. Raymond puts the ball in the deck. He has it stolen by Jerome Tovey, and he's fouled out front by Spencer Green. That's a good foul because they had a two-on-one fast break. So Malachi Raymond had the ball with his back to the basket at the foul line and tried to put it on the ground, on the deck, and Jerome Tovey stole it from him. Now our first substitution for DeSales, and Mateo Jimenez will check in for Malachi. Malachi sits down with two fouls. 40.5 seconds to go. DeSales now down to 31-29 after leading almost the whole first half. But they're right in it with the defending state champions. Just got to finish the half strong. They get it down low to Keller. Kick out to LaFontaine. He penetrates from 12 and he hits it. LaFontaine has 10 points. 20 seconds to go. Irish down four. He got a whistle and a ball knocked out of bounds by Jerome Tovey as he went after Mateo Jimenez when he got the ball. Mateo, just a freshman. Irish will inbound. Shot clock is off. In the corner to Maddox Filan. Wide open for three. He'll take it. He'll hit it. Rip City. Nothing but net for Maddox. The Irish down just one now. 33-32. Instead of playing for the last shot, they took the best shot they could get. Tovey now on the drive. Spins in the lane, takes a tough fadeaway, off the back iron at the buzzer. And then, okay, 33-32. DeSales down by one at the half in the state semifinal contest against the number one ranked team in the state, defending state champion, Lummi Nation. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house-label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages.
With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. Sales trails 33-32. Got off to a nice start, just like they did yesterday. A 9-0 run to start the game. Their adjustments seem to be working well. They were running the court against Lummi Nation, not allowing them to set up any full court pressure and forcing their big guy, Chase Wade Keller, 6'8 senior, to run the full court on several occasions. And then the other adjustment DeSales was doing is, in depending on the situation, on any dead ball situation in the backcourt, Malachi Raymond was the guy bringing the ball up the court. That is who Chase Wade Keller, the 6'8 senior, was guarding. And that forced the big guy to come out and play defense at the top of the key as opposed to standing under the basket. And those same things seem to help. But Lummi is not the defending state champion and on a 23-game winning streak for no reason. They know how to make adjustments, and they certainly did. Their adjustments in the second quarter, Jerome Toby, their point guard, he started playing off the ball, and they had Landon LaFontaine, the 6'1 junior, bringing up the ball, which I think kind of messed up the Sales' defensive rotation because the Blackhawks got LaFontaine and Edwards opened often on the wing during their offensive patterns, and the Irish were outscored 23-16 in the second quarter, and the Lummi Nation Blackhawks lead the Irish by one at the half, 33-32. Be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Yeah, I looked at the state program, the Lummi Nation roster that has their game scores. And they've had several close games, but against big schools. They lost to Linden Christian 70-60. They tied their season opener 69-69. They beat Eastlake 71-62. Eastlake is, I think, a 2A or a 3A. Mount Vernon, I think, is a 2A. They beat them 61-58. Tulalip Heritage, who they played three times, and they are a 1B school. The Sales lost to them 65-63 in the tournament in Wenatchee in January. They beat Tulalip 65-62, 75-62, and 57-56. And then they had a game against Issaquah, which is a 3 or 3A team at least, 77-66. So they played some close games. They played a lot of upper-level competition. And they're in a game right now. The Sales boys led for almost the whole first half, but they trail 33-32 right now. But look at the bracket. This is the first of two semifinal games. The winner of this contest will advance to the state championship tomorrow at 7 p.m. The other semifinal, Tulalip Heritage and Elmira Cooley Heartline. ACH, the district 6 champion, and they were the team that Lummi Nation beat for the state championship last year. The losers will play each other tomorrow at 11:15 a.m. for the third and fifth place trophy. Liberty Christian and Moses Lake Christian, two teams that DeSales has beaten in this tournament, they will play for the fourth and sixth place trophy tomorrow. Liberty Christian defeated Nia Bay in a loser-out game, and Moses Lake Christian defeated Columbia Adventist in a loser-out game. We'll take a break. We'll have the halftime stats and second-half action. When we come back, DeSales trails by one in the state semifinal contest to Lummi Nation, 33-32. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Both teams are huddled up here. We're about done with the halftime warm-ups. Scoring for Lummi Nation, Coach Jerome Toby has got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players in the game. Five of them have scored. Chase Wake Keller, the 6'8 senior, 2 points. 5 for Jerome Toby, their top two scorers. And then Landon LaFontaine with 10 and Dyson Edwards with 10. A 6'2 junior and a 6'1 junior. They've been difference makers. Each one of them has hit 2 3-point field goals and 2 2-point field goals. The Blackhawks are 3 of 4 from the free throw line. For DeSales, Coach Wood has 6 players in the game. 5 of them have scored. 1 point for Manning Filan, 6 for Cohen Wood, 6 for Malachi Raymond, 7 for Maddox Filan on 2 3-point field goals and a free throw, and 12 points by Spencer Green leads all scorers. The Sales will start the second half with the basketball working right in front of us. Down low goes to Manning Filan. Backs in on James, goes up strong, reverse lane, he scores it. They go right away into the low block. The 5'10 Manning Filan goes at DeAndre James. Nice play because DeAndre James did have 3 fouls in the first half. They get it to him the other way. He's stripped by Maddox Filan. Malachi's got the loose ball. 2-on-2, right wing to Green. Green spins in the lane, puts it up over the front rim, too strong. Rebound James. Got to use the backboard. Irish up 34-33. They score first in the second half. And there goes Dyson Edwards right down the lane and lays it in. Lummi Nation back in front, 35-34. Green into front court with Toby checking in. Spencer protecting the ball, gets it to Malachi in the left corner. Wake Keller out on him. Malachi picks up his dribble. Right wing pass goes to Manning Filan. Up to Maddox. Maddox way above the 3-point line, hasn't dribbled yet. Nobody open now. He will dribble. Good defense. Shot clock is down to 6. Malachi puts a move on. Wake Keller kicks out to Maddox Filan. 3 on the way. Won't go. Rebound Jerome Toby. Toby will go quickly the other way. Stripped from behind by Manning Filan. Maddox has it. Maddox in the front court. Maddox will slow it down. So Manning Filan stripped Jerome Toby, one of the best players, if not the best point guard in the state at the 1B level. Irish in the front court, get to Wood. Wood spins on Toby and lays it in. DeSales up 36-35. Lead changes. What a ball game so far. DeSales been knocking on the door for 3 years. They've been in this semifinal game and lost all 3 years, trying to get to that championship game. Toby dribbles at the top of the key. Shoot the 3, won't go. Wake Keller with the offensive rebound and puts it in. The 6'8 senior's first rebound putback of the game. 37-36. Lummi Nation back in front. Malachi Raymond into front court. Left wing pass to Maddox. Maddox drives to the left hole. Kip back to Green. On Green is Tyrone Toby. And Spencer goes high with the little hook shot off the glass and in. DeSales back in front. 38-37. What a ball game. Wake Keller with it. No, that's Toby. Excuse me. Now to James, back to Toby, 15 on the shot clock, gets a screen, Maddox Filan right on him. Up top now, Dyson Edwards, he'll call a play, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Dyson dribbles right side, goes all the way in the lane, puts it up with the left hand and in. He's got 14. He is tough, the 6'2 junior. So Jerome Toby, they've kind of taken him, the Irish have taken him away for the most part, and now Wood drives in, has it knocked away, and loose ball goes out of bounds off of DeSales as Landon LaFontaine knocked it away from Cohen. So the Lummi Nation will have the ball with 4:59 to go in a quickly played third quarter so far. We've gone back and forth. Lummi Nation led by 1 at the half. They've got the ball in a 1-point lead right now. And Dyson Edwards, he's been the guy for them, 14 points. He's got the ball in the left wing. He goes right by Cohen Wood, goes up strong, won't go, rebound tipped by Wake Keller. Shot still won't go now, James with the rebound. And Raymond is down hard, and we got a whistle and a foul. Malachi took a shot to the face, and he'll get up strong. So Lummi Nation, the two adjustments I see is they're spreading the floor, putting Dyson Edwards at the top of the key and driving to the basket. And then they are crashing the offensive boards. And so Malachi Raymond's going to have to go to the bench with a towel on his face as DeAndre James, a physical 6'3 junior, and Chase Wake Keller are really getting after the boards. And I don't know who the foul is on. But so now they get a little cotton plug up Malachi's nose. The official checks him out, says he's okay. I did not get who the... Where's Lon at? Okay. All right, so we'll see who that foul... Did you see who that foul was on? Who? 30. The foul's on Manning Filan, his second. And DeAndre James hits the first free throw. He can just stay over there. 40-38. And now they're going to tell Malachi he's got to come out of the ball game because they can't get the bleeding to stop. And the officials send both teams to the bench. I don't know if you have to take a timeout on that. I don't think you do. We'll see. Because it's for an injury. Yeah, there it's so there we go. So they're gonna got some blood on the court. Malachi's gonna have to come out of the ball game. And it's an official timeout. I think they're asking medical staff to go over and check on Malachi. I think he's okay, but safety first. So both teams getting a little break here. The Sales has been outscored 7-6 here in the third quarter with DeAndre James at the free throw line to chance to give the Blackhawks a three-point lead. So the Irish will head back down there. Maddox and Manning Filan, Spencer Green, Cohen Wood, and Mateo Jimenez. And now they're going to tell him to go back. Okay. As they've got to get the spray bottle and the blue latex gloves out and clean up the blood on the floor. That for years and years, what was his name? His last name was May. He was from Rosalie. I think his name was Mike. Tall, lanky, older gentleman, and he was always right on it. He sat down by the curtain to my right. Anytime there was any issue like this, he was right on the floor taking care of things. And I will say this, the overall game management efficiency here at the state tournament, and we've been lucky to come here now 5 years in a row, it is lacking a little bit. Like things like this, they should have somebody ready to do this right away. And the officials are having to take on, I think, some duties that should be taken care of by. They used to have one person that sat courtside at each court to take care of all this kind of stuff. So quite a delay. The Sales down 40-38. DeAndre James will get his second free throw. What'd you find out about the scoring?
I think you're fine.
I was fine. Okay. Well, good. Some folks over here thought I might be off a basket, but I was right on. DeAndre James, second free throw is off the mark. Rebound Jimenez. The Sales with the ball down two. Nobody picking up Jimenez. He'll just bring it into front court. He'll hand it off to Spencer Green. I'm really surprised that they are not pressing full court. And there's a pass to Wood and a reach-in foul. As I think that was number three. Yes, number three. That's Landon LaFontaine, his second. So three fouls on Lummi Nation, one foul on the Sales. Cross the way in front of the Irish bench. Maddox finally inbounds in the corner to Green. Green gets it down low to Manning, backing in on James. No room to shoot up top to Jimenez. Jimenez with the big 6'8 senior on him. Passes off to Green. Green with Edwards. No room to shoot. Still trying to get in the lane. He will put the low 5-footer. He scores it. Spencer not to be denied. Three different players challenge him. He found his way to get a floater up in the lane. We're tied at 40. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Down low to Wake Keller. Spins hard, double team. Pass knocked away, stolen by Maddox Filan. The Sales defense on Wake Keller has been stellar. Left wing pass to Green. Green with Dyson Edwards, a lanky 6'2 junior. Green fits inside him again. This is a shot. Rebound, Cohen Wood. Cohen Wood saves it, but right to Dyson Edwards. Now the Blackhawks have a chance to run. 3-on-3. Dyson Edwards has a shot blocked by Jimenez. Chased down by Toby. They'll reset. Cross-court pass underneath. Wide open is Keller. Now two players out of Jimenez blocks the shot. He stripped him as he went up. Manning filing with the loose ball to Maddox. Now to Cohen Wood. Gets by James. Got to go up with the shot. He will. He scores. Mateo Jimenez has knocked the ball away twice. The freshman coming into the game. The Sales up 42-40. 3:14 to go, third quarter. Malachi Raymond is at the scorer's table to check in. Also Jackson Gazelle. Up top it goes to James. Now over to Fontaine. Fontaine on the drive. No room to shoot to Keller. Right corner to Edwards. Edwards hits a three. Dyson Edwards, 7 of their 10 third quarter points. He has 17. Spencer Green leads all scores with 18. Lummi Nation back in front, 43-42. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Left wing pass goes to Jimenez. Nobody open. He drives baseline. Tries to get Keller in the air. Can't get a shot up. Kick it back out to Green. Spencer checks the shot clock. It's at 10. He spins inside. Goes by the defense. Puts up a tough shot. It won't go. Spencer Green hit the deck hard. He's got to try to get back in it. They're 5-on-4 at the other end with Lummi Nation. Out top, they're Toby. Toby for three, he hits it. Back-to-back threes by Lummi Nation. They've opened up a four-point lead. Spencer Green finds Manny filing down low. He's double-teamed, has the ball stripped away. James has it ahead to Toby. Toby behind the defense, he lays it in. 8 straight points for Lummi Nation. Timeout on the floor. DeSales down 48-42. Be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live, and on my score sheet, I circled the 3 by Dyson Edwards, up to a 3 by Jerome Toby, and surrounded a 2-point field goal by Jerome Toby, an 8-0 run by the Blackhawks. And they've opened up a 48-42 lead. DeSales was up 42-40 before the 8-0 run. Now the Irish have to regroup. Good timeout by Eric Wood. Boy, it's real physical inside. Cohen Wood was open down low. Looked like he was going to get a shot up and maybe get fouled. Instead, the loose ball squirted out there to Toby, who finishes off the run with that lay-in. Malachi Raymond and Jackson Gazelle are in the ballgame now, along with Green and Maddox Filan and Jimenez. Green on the drive. He's stripped. Ball's loose. Ahead to Toby. Maddox Filan is back. Toby misses a lay-in. Rebound Gazelle. Maddox Filan forcing the change of shot. The sales got to find a way to take care of the ball and get a good look. Maddox Filan on the drive. Cut off. Out to Malachi. Malachi for three. Won't go. Rebounded by Dyson Edwards, and he's fouled as Jackson Gazelle tried to strip him of the loose ball. So the Irish have had a couple of empty possessions where we've turned it over down lows, taken maybe a tough shot in the lane in traffic. So Lummi Nation has really turned up the heat on defense. The sales just has to stay close here and get this thing to the fourth quarter. 1:35 to go in the third quarter. The sales down 48-42. They led for almost the whole first half, but Lummi Nation starting to take a bit of control. Gregory Hawk has checked in. He has the ball. He gets it to Landon LaFontaine. Now to Toby. Toby with Maddox Filan. And back to LaFontaine. Back to Toby, deep on the right wing. Robin Lajaka. Gazelle hunkering down, playing defense on Toby. Toby cut off on the baseline. Gets it to Wade Keller. Wade Keller goes over the top of Jimenez. Scores. We've got a whistle. And what do we got? Now we got the officials coming together. I think they're going to call a flop on Jimenez. Is that what they call the flop warning?
That's on 22.
20.
Yeah. No, yes. It was
Jimenez tried 24. To draw the charge, and he fell backwards, and they give a flop warning. If he does that again, it'll be a technical foul. So the basket by Wade Keller is good, and the Blackhawks are now on a 10-0 run and lead by 8. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Spencer Green with Dyson Edwards on him. They get it to Jimenez on the right wing, drives in on Hawk, puts the tie up on Strong. He's fouled. Mateo Jimenez has been aggressive. The foul on Gregory Hawk is first. 56 and a half seconds to go in the third quarter. Mateo to shoot 2 free throws. The sales got to survive this run. Mateo will shoot 2. Neither team, well, it's because we have not shot a free throw in the second half. Mateo's first free throw off the back iron. The sales 5 of 7 from the free throw line, all of those coming in the second quarter. Lummi Nation 4 of 5 from the line. Mateo try to get the second one to go. The freshman shot is up and off the back iron, misses them both. Rebound Dyson Edwards. The sales succumbing just a bit to the pressure of the defending state champions here in this third quarter. Landon Fontaine. LaFontaine gets it to Hawk. Has it knocked away by Jimenez. Gazelle will try to save it at half court, and it goes out of bounds. Good hustle by Jackson Gazelle. 40.3 seconds to go in the third, 14 on the shot clock. Those lanky juniors, LaFontaine and Edwards, will bring it up court together. They've been the really tough on the Irish. Dyson Edwards drives down lane, takes a tough shot, won't go. Rebound, Cazell. Outlet to Green. Spencer into front court. Shot clock is off, and there's a pass in the left corner off the hands of Malachi Raymond. Spencer trying to do too much there. Not sure where he was headed. He just threw a high, hard one off the hands of Malachi. So now Lummi Nation a chance to take the final shot, and Coach Jerome Toby says we will. Just got to play good defense. They get it to Toby, the player, 12 seconds and counting. Maddox Violin checking in between the circles. Toby sizing him up, rides on the right side, elevates from 16. He hits it to beat the buzzer. A 10-point lead for Lummi Nation at the end of the third quarter. We'll be right back for the final 8 minutes. The Sales down 52-42 in a very competitive state semifinal contest on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Sales has been right with Lummi Nation, except for about a 2.5 minute sequence in that third quarter when the Irish had a 42-40 lead erased by an 8-0 Lummi Nation run, and they've taken a 10-point lead into this final quarter at 52-42. Nation will start the second fourth quarter with the ball. Pass inside. Stolen by Spencer Green. Spencer into front court, gets it to Malachi Raymond. Drives in, finds Maddox down low. No room to shoot. Maddox will step behind the arc, hit the shoot, push ball. Got a whistle and a foul on the rebound. Actually, that's a foul. Okay, my view is blocked. Maddox ended up into the bench. So that should be three free throws. Yes. So Maddox is going to shoot for three free throws. The foul is on Gregory Hawk. So then maybe this is a chance for the Irish to get some momentum back. Maddox hits the first free throw. Maddox, 7 first half points, did not score in that third quarter. 52-43. DeSales has got to keep it down in single digits. Try to stay close. Maddox hits the second one. And now James will check out. DeAndre James, 3 first half fouls, did not commit a foul in the third quarter. He comes out of the game, and Hawk will sit down after committing that foul. Maddox hits all 3 free throws. The Sales breaks that run of Lummi Nation, who scored 12 of the last 14 points of the set third quarter. Right wing pass to LaFontaine. Back up top to Wake Keller. He's way outside. That's where we want him. They get to James. To Edwards. 3 on the way. Won't go. Rebound by Wake Keller inside. He's stripped. He's fouled. So Wake Keller playing outside, but as soon as the pass went to the wing, the big guy went right down the lane for offensive rebound position and went right to him. Good foul by Cohen Wood, right?
Yes.
That's Cohen's first foul. And Wake Keller, the 6'8 senior, has 6 points in the ballgame. His first free throw is good. Irish trail 53-45. 7:15 to go in this state semifinal contest. Winner to the championship game at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Loser will play for third place at 11:15 a.m. And a substitution just came in. I didn't catch that number. Wake Keller misses the second free throw. Rebound, Malachi Raymond. number 13, Isaiah Gizareas, a senior, is checked in. 53-45, Irish down 8. Green on the drive, two white players shadowing him. Now to Malachi. Right elbow jumper, yeah, off the mark, won't go. Rebound tip, and it's controlled by the Blackhawks. Jerome Toby's going to push it all the way the other way. Goes all the way up and in with it. Jerome Toby, the 5'8 senior, has 14. Got the offensive rebound and went coast to coast. It's back up to a 10-point Lummi lead. Green on the circle at the right side. The emblem, get it up top to Wood. Three on the way for Cohen off the back iron, won't go. Long rebound, Malachi Raymond. They'll reset to Manning Filer to Green. Three-pointer on the way, in and out, stays out. Rebound, Cohen Wood. The Sales is trying to find a way to get one to fall. Now Spencer with it back. He drives in, takes a tough one off the glass. It won't go. Rebound, Wade Keller. Breaking out to Toby. Toby gets it to James. Back to Toby. He'll lay it in. The Sales had a lot of chances. And now ahead to Malachi Raymond. Ball knocked away by Wade Keller and picked out of there by Isaias. Lummi Nation starting to take control. Jerome Toby on the drive, and he's fouled. The Sales now down 12 with 6 minutes to go, and the pace is getting to the Irish, and their shots are not quite falling. Who is the
look like Maddox.
Foul on Maddox, you think?
I saw one hand, all I can see.
I don't know. And Jones' first free throw is good. Jerome Toby, 1 point in the first quarter, 5 points at the half, but he's got 16 now. 2, 4, 5. Missed the second one. Rebound, Wade Keller, and he puts it in. Wade Keller's fired up. Toby missed the second free throw, but the 6'8 guy got the rebound. 60-45. Irish down 15. Got to find a way to gut their way back into this. Still time. Down low to Manning Filen. Up top to Green. Green on the drive left side. Goes all the way up strong. Too strong, and he's fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line.
Lowry, thank you.
Spencer is creating a lot of contact in there, and that's the first time they've called the foul. Who's it on?
Edwards.
Edwards?
It's first one.
I think that's his. Is that Edwards' second foul, number 4?
Oh, okay.
Second foul. Spencer to shoot 2 free throws. He hits the first one. Spencer's got 19. Jerome Toby has 17. Dyson Edwards has 17. 60-46. Irish down 14. 5:38 to go. Spencer's second free throw off the front iron. Rebound by Fontaine. The Sales need to stop here for sure. Edwards on the drive. Kick out to Toby. 3 on the way. Got it. They're defending state champions for a reason. Timeout. No, I thought there was going to be a timeout call. Irish now down 63-46. Green between the circles. Left wing pass to Manning Filen. Manning drives baseline. Cut off by 2 players. No room to shoot. Getting to Spencer. Colmwood back to Manning Filen. Knocked away by Toby. To Maddox Filen. 3 on the way. Off the mark. Won't go. Malachi Raymond with the tip in. Malachi got inside on 6'8". Wade Keller and tipped it in. Timeout to Sales. 63-48. 5 minutes to go. To Sales down 15. They keep playing hard, but it's getting tough. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Sales is competing hard, but Lummi Nation's on-ball defense has really been going strong and giving the Irish a hard time. They keep one guy right on you, and if there's any room for the Sales player, they fly a second guy at you. The Sales just 1 field goal here in the fourth quarter so far, only 5 field goals in the second half, but they're within striking distance, down 63-48. The Sales will put on some full court pressure. Green on Edwards on the inbound. Now they get it to LaFontaine, to Jones, and he lobs it to Keller, who slam dunks it. They break the press, and Jerome Toby lobbed it to the rim, and Chase Wakekeller, the 6'8 senior, rammed it down. And that was quite an answer to DeSales' full court pressure. Looking inside, nobody open. Up top to Green, left corner to Wood, open for three. He'll take the three. It's short, air ball. Manning Filan's got it, loses the handle. He gets it to Maddox Filan, and then he has it knocked away by Jerome Toby, and it goes ahead to Dyson Edwards. Edwards will go up laying it too strong. Oh, he did it on purpose. Another dunk shot by Wade Keller. And now Green a three the other way. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound Wood. Wood to Maddox Filan. Three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound Manning Filan. So that last play, Dyson Edwards put the lay-in attempt up too strong, but on purpose. He put it high off the glass, and Wade Keller came right behind him, grabbed it, and slammed him. To back-to-back dunks by Keller, and Lummi Nation has opened it up. They lead it 67-48. Lob inside them in as ball tipped. Loose ball picked up by Gazelle. To Maddox Filan, three on the way. He's got it. Maddox hits the three. The sails down 16. So the Irish held down Chase Wade Keller, the 6'8 senior, but two dunk shots in transition have been a big difference maker. And there's a drive to the basket by Edwards. Shot won't go. Rebound, Jackson Gazelle between two shirts. He's fouled. They call jump ball.
Oh.
And Wade Keller. Huh? Yeah. So the possession arrow in favor of the sales, but credit to Jackson, 5'9 senior, going in between a 6'3 guy and a 6'8 guy, able to come up with the ball. Now, Lummi Nation trying to put a dagger in the Irish. They are definitely in the full court press mode. Gazelle, the inbound, it gets it to Green. Green lobs it over the top of the defense to Maddox Filan. Pull up, shoots a three. Got the three! Maddox Filan hits back-to-back threes. The Irish have it down to 13 points, 67-54. Got to try to get back to single digits. Maddox Filan slaps it away from Jerome Toby. Loose ball picked up by Gazelle. The Irish with a steal back in the front court. Green fires a deep three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebounded by Yazares, and he's fouled. That's okay. We got to start fouling these guys. Spencer Green, 19 points in the game, but just 1 3-point field goal. I'd have been love to see that one fall. 3:13 to go. The sails down 13. Malachi Raymond and Cohen Wood check back in. Gazelle and Jimenez checked out. They gave the Irish good minutes. So now the sails gave up a dunk on the last press break by Lummi Nation. The Irish will press again. Raymond's got to stick with Keller. Not let him come to the rim. Jerome Toby will bring it into front court now with Maddox filing on him. Now they try to double team him. Jerome Toby dribbles right around it, dumps it down low to James, misses the shot. Rebound tipped in by Wade Keller. 9 points in the fourth quarter by the 6'8 senior. Quickly the other way. Green goes right up on Wade Keller and lays it in. Irish down 69-56. But we're down to 2:45. Green knocks it away from Edwards. But he gets it back now to Toby. To Fontaine, three on the way. It's off the mark, won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Irish got to run and get it up quick. They get it to Green. Toby strips him on the left wing. And they come the other way, uncontested lay-in for Edwards. Timeout, Lummi Nation. Spencer Green caught the ball on the left wing, turned, and they raked him right across the arms. And Coach Woods right in front of him. Now 2:22 to go in the ball game. The sails down 71-56. And Coach Wood, for the first time, not happy with the officiating. It's a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a break on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, DeSales been poking the bear pretty hard all game long, and that bear has been Chase Wake Keller. And he back-to-back slam dunks to kind of start to put this thing out of reach. The Irish, the 2:20 to get two to go, trail by 15. Green will bring it into front court. Wake Keller cuts him off. He spins baseline. Gets it left corner for Maddox Byland, but slapped out of bounds by LaFontaine. So nice timeout by Jerome Toby. Their defense is really playing the passing lanes on the wing now. Maddox Filan has hit back-to-back threes. Now Green with it, trying to find room to shoot. He'll go baseline, and it's blocked by Wake Keller. Saved inbounds, but right to Maddox Filan. Three on the way. It's short and out of bounds. So Wake Keller blocked it with two hands. And then Lummi Nation tried to save it. Went right to Maddox, but he was short on the three attempt. 2:02 to go in this state semifinal contest. Irish have got to think about fouling. In backcourt, they get after Edwards. Now to LaFontaine. Those guys have been real tough. Their whole team is really good. A 23-game win streak is a 23-game win streak, and they've played several 3A, 2A, and 1A teams in their non-league games. Foul on Spencer Green. That's four on the Irish. 1:53 to go on the clock. The Lummi Nation Blackhawks will inbound it. They lob it to the high post to Wake Keller, knocked away by Malachi Raymond. And then Wake Keller got the ball back, and then he tried to go dunk it and call for traveling. Malachi stole it from him. Ball got loose. Keller got it back and traveled. They get it to Malachi Raymond deep on the right wing. Trying to get him room against Keller. In the corner to Maddox Filan. Three on the way off the iron, won't go. Rebound at Blackhawks. Edwards gets it to Jerome Toby. Jerome Toby bounces it down low to LaFontaine. Puts it up and in. 73-56. 1:25 to go. Behind the defense is Manning Filan. Now Wade Keller cuts him off. Now Maddox will get it to Green. Spencer fires a three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Malachi. 15-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebound battle. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. Yeah, the Irish played with great effort. Desperation mode on the shot there. Coach Wood says, I want to put my subs in. And Jerome Toby will call the timeout. So with 1:13 to go, a great effort by DeSales, but for the fourth straight year, they will come up short in a state semifinal. They led for most of the first half, an 8-0 run late in the third quarter, and Lummi Nation would not let the Irish back in it. Jackson Gazelle, Jake Warwick, Caleb Bingham, Tice Wood, and Nick Quaddle will check in after the timeout. Jerome Toby will put in his reserves as well. So the Irish boys, I'm sure, certainly disappointed, but a very good effort against the defending state champions. But for the fourth year in a row, DeSales will try to take home the third place trophy, which is no slouch either. So Desmond Jones will check it in. The Irish reserves will show full court pressure. They get it inbounds to Yezareris. They got 10 players on their roster, and there's a foul on Warwick. Jake Warwick reaching in right in front of us, and now is it Isaiah Yezareris, Y-R-I-Z-A-R-R-I-S. That's a mouthful. He is one of four seniors on the roster. He'll shoot two free throws with 1:06 to go. First free throw is up and off the back iron, and then drops right in.
Oh, boy.
74-56. It's one of those games where the final score is not going to indicate how close it was, but that 8-0 run late in the third quarter, including back-to-back and then back-to-back dunks in the fourth quarter, he misses them both, does Yezareris, and then Hawk steps out of bounds with the rebound, so DeSales will inbound. Well, Lummi Nation will press. So both teams going to go full court pressure here for the final minute. Gazelle gets it to Warwick. Warwick, the sophomore in the front court. Gets it off to Tice Wood. Tice, the freshman, dribbles in the lane. No room to shoot. Gets it to Quaddle. Quaddle back to Wood. Wood jump stop in the lane, and we got a whistle and reach in foul. It's going to be called on Mason Reverie, a freshman.
Nice drive.
That'll be Reverie's first foul. And they say not a shooting foul, so the Irish will inbound the ball, 49.4 seconds left. Wood inbounds it to Warwick. Up top to Gazelle. Back to Wood. Three on the way. Off the iron won't go. Rebound Bingham. Bingham going to try to go up with it. He's fouled inside by Rizaris. And that's four now. Oh, they're going to say Caleb was going up with a shot. So Caleb Bingham, a 6'1 junior, will get a chance to score in a state tournament game with 41.3 seconds left. First free throw is good. Well, Maddox filing it back-to-back threes in this fourth quarter. And the final time, I thought maybe we'd get back into it, but we couldn't. We couldn't get enough going. Only four field goals in this fourth quarter. Caleb hits both free throws. Into front court comes Lummi Nation. 30 seconds left. Hawk on the drive. Kick it over to the left-handed three-point shooter. That's Toby Williams. Won't go. Rebound to Warwick. Warwick in the front court. Goes behind the back with the dribble. Now he's on the left wing with it. Gets it to Wood. Wood loses the handle. Now Desmond Jones has got it. Jones gets it to Yezeres. He loses it, and we've got a tie-up with Nick Quattle. 13 seconds left. Possession arrow to Lummi Nation. So Lummi Nation, for two quarters and about 5 minutes of the third quarter, it was an even ball game. The Sales is up 42-40. Lummi Nation went on an 8-0 run, and the Sales could never get it closer after that. And Lummi Nation will hold the ball, and they will advance to the state championship game, a chance to defend their state title. And the Sales will have to, unfortunately, they're used to this, for the fourth year in a row, the Sales will have to regroup from a semifinal loss and come back tomorrow and play for the third place trophy. The Sales loses to Lummi Nation 74-58. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street, at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live as the teams have exited the court. They always give out a sportsmanship medallion after each state tournament game. Spencer Green, the sportsmanship recognized player for DeSales, and his point guard counterpart, Jerome Toby, for Lummi Nation, a couple of seniors. In fact, I meant to mention this during broadcast, but I got so keyed up there are four players in the state of Washington this year who have crossed the 2,000-point barrier in a career, which is an amazing feat. And two of them were on the court in this one. Spencer Green came into this game with 2,073. He scored 21 tonight, or this afternoon, so that's 2,094. And Jerome Toby Jr. from Lummi Nation came into the ballgame with 2,265. He scores 20, so he's now at 2,285. So two of the top scorers in the history of Washington State basketball went head-to-head here in this state championship game, and the Irish just did not have enough firepower to stick with a very, very good Lummi Nation team. DeSales got off to a nice start, up 9-0 to start the game. They were getting in transition. They were bringing the 6'8 Chase Wake Keller out from the basket. He was matched up against Malachi Raymond, so they had him bringing up the ball. Spencer Green and Maddox Vilen each had three-point field goals. The Irish led 16-10 after 8 minutes, and then Lummi Nation made some adjustments, really heated it up in the second quarter, outscoring the Sales 23-16, took their first lead around the minute mark of the first half, and led the Sales 33-32 at the half. Then the third quarter and they was where it started to come apart just a bit. The Sales led 42-40 with about 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Dyson Edwards and Jerome Toby hit back-to-back threes, and then transition lay-in by Jerome Toby, an 8-0 run put them up 48-42. Coach Wood called the timeout. It really didn't get much better after that. The Irish had a chance to take the final shot of the quarter, didn't execute it. Jerome Toby able to come the other way and hit a 15-footer at the buzzer, and the Lummi Nation Blackhawks outscored the Irish 20-10 in the third quarter, a 10-point lead, and then 23-game winning streak, defending state champions. They know how to close a game out, and they outscored DeSales 22-16 in a competitive fourth quarter, but they never let DeSales get it down to single digits in that fourth quarter. So the Irish fall to 22-5. They will play tomorrow at 11:15 for the third-place trophy against the loser of Tulalip Heritage, Elmira Cooley Heartland. We'll see if we can get... Coach, it's always tougher when you lose, but we'll send Lon Olson back to the locker room, see if Coach Wood and a player of his choice will come out and visit with us in the post game. We'll see if we can get that done. If not, we'll understand. So that's the scoring summary. We'll come back with the individual totals and hopefully some interviews when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tastes
good.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live in the postgame show. Lon Olsen has gone back into the locker room areas to see if Coach Wood will come and visit. And the players were pretty devastated looks on their faces after the ball game. Spencer Green in particular, they just put their heart and their soul into every season, and especially this one. They felt like this is going to be our year. We've been to the semifinals three times in a row. We're going to get to the championship game this year, but the basketball gods, the bracket was just not with the Irish as they ran into, and that's, you got to beat the best to be the best. And Lummi Nation, the defending state championships, champions under Jerome Tovey, their win streak goes to 24 games. They are 27-1-1, and they won the championship last year, and they got better. Returned four starters and brought in Chase Wade Keller, a 6'8 senior. The Sales held him down for three quarters, but back-to-back dunks. One on a press break and one in transition on a lay-in attempt that was too strong. I first said, oh, it's too strong. But Dyson Edwards was just putting it up off the glass for the big guy to grab it and slam it. And he put it down with two hands. They are a very, very good team. Let's look at the individual totals. For Lummi Nation in their 74 points, Coach Toby got all of his players in the ball game, all 10 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them scored points. Isaiah Rosarius scored one on a free throw there in the final minute of the ball game. And 7 points for DeAndre James. And then 4 players in double figures. Landon LaFontaine, 12 points, 10 in the first half, including 2 Hank Warden Edward Jones threes. 15 for Chase Wade Keller. The 6'8 senior did not score in the first quarter, had only 2 at the half, scored just 4 points in the third quarter. Going into the fourth quarter, he had 6 points. He made 1 of 2 free throws and then got a rebound put back and then the back-to-back slam dunks and then finished with another 2-point field goal. So he scored 9 points in the fourth quarter to finish with 15. But overall, the Sales did a very good job on him defensively. 19 points for Dyson Edwards, a 6'2 junior, a real difference maker. That allowed Jerome Tovey, their star point guard, to go off ball as Dyson Edwards, a lanky 6'2 junior, was able to run things from the point. He could drive to the basket. He hit 3 Hank Warden Edward Jones threes. He scored 19 points. And their leading scorer, Jerome Tovey, he scored in every quarter, 1 point in the first quarter, just 4 in the second quarter, but he went off in that third quarter. He hit a 2-point field goal and another 2-pointer to beat the buzzer at the end of the quarter. And then he, for 8 points in the third quarter, and then 8 more in the fourth quarter, including a 3-pointer that finished with 20 points for Lummi Nation. Lummi Nation goes 7 of 12 from the free throw line. The Sales, they're 58 points. Coach Wood got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players in the ballgame. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them score points. 2 for Caleb Bingham there at the end of the ballgame. 3 points total for Manning Filan. 8 points for Cohen Wood. 8 for Malachi Raymond, who did a really good job battling with Wade Keller all game long. 16 for Maddox Filan. Maddox, 4. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3s. And 4 of 5 from the free throw line. So a very good effort for Maddox. He did not score in the third quarter. And Spencer Green, every team we've played, especially the last 2 years and especially this season, the defensive game plan is to stop number one, Spencer Green. Spencer's battled, scored in every quarter, 5 in the first quarter, 7 in the second quarter, 6 in the third quarter, and 3 points in the fourth quarter. He ends up leading all scorers with 21 points. He went 4 of 4, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. The Sales got to the line and hit a respectable 11 of 16. That 3-point shooting, Lummi Nation hit 7 threes, the Irish hit 5. 12 fouls on Lummi Nation, 10 fouls on DeSales. And Wake Keller in that fourth quarter with a couple of dunks took the final steam out of the Irish. The 8-0 run in the third quarter gave the momentum back to Lummi Nation, and they never gave it away in the final about 10 minutes of the ballgame. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll visit with Jackson Gazelle, Irish senior, on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live here at the Spokane Arena. The Sales boys, as their dream for a championship stopped for the fourth year in a row in the state semifinals, 74-58. And a player with me to my right who's been part of all four of those teams, Jackson Gazelle, the 5'9 senior, is with us. So first question, Jackson. You guys watched Lummi Nation. You had a little walkthrough practice today. You had your game plan. It seemed, from my vantage point, it was working really well. Talk to us about the game plan you guys had and how you felt it worked early in the ball game.
Well, for starters, I think the game plan was to come out hot like we did against Liberty Christian yesterday.
And we did that, yeah.
And then mainly just to take 0 and 24 out of the game. I mean, double down on 24 because he's their biggest guy.
Yeah.
Make him kick him out, make him turn it over, but... I think we did that pretty good until he's kind of just
Yeah, well,
tired.
In the first half, at the halftime, Toby, number 0, had 5 points, and Wake Keller had 2. So, yeah, it worked out pretty good. But halftime adjustments, and they kind of, late in that third quarter, they won that 8-0 run, and then that the big guy, Keller, kind of heated up with those dunk shots and whatnot, and it just kind of slipped away. Now, next question, you came in the ball game. And you got tangled up with the 6'8 guy and one of their 6'2 guys and ripped down that rebound. And it looked like you and Keller maybe had a little conversation or something. Are you at liberty to talk to us about that?
Well, I didn't really have a conversation with him. He kind of started laughing at me when I tried to rip him away from him. But
yeah.
They called a jump ball, but I didn't really see him touching the ball at all, which is a little weird for me. But, you know,
yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. You're the 5'9 guy getting after the 6'8 guy, and you won the battle. So I enjoyed that play in the ball game. Now, last question. Senior, you've been in this position 4 years in a row now, and it's tough right now. But I think there's a lot of former high school athletes. If you would say, hey, if you could finish in the state tournament and finish third place or better, every year for all 4 years of the career, I think they'd all take it. So how do you feel just initially as you wind down your basketball career here at DeSales?
I would just say enjoy the moment, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you only get 4 years of this, maybe 5 if you're an eighth grader, but just enjoy every moment of it. And once you're out of high school, it's all done.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
All right, so you got one more day to wear the green and gold for the Irish and, excuse me, and good luck tomorrow, Jackson. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jackson Gazelle. Now we have Jason Guess, another Irish senior. He's been sent out of the locker room by Coach Wood. Well, Jason, a little bit different perspective for you. Some of the times you've suited up and for games during you were not on the roster for the state finals, but you're supporting the team on the sideline. You're looking very dapper in the black slacks, the white shirt, the green tie.
Thank you very much.
And you got to experience the state championship in football. You get to be on the sidelines here and in basketball, and you'll get to finish your basketball time on the final day of the season as well. So your senior year at the state tournament, what are some feelings, emotions you have?
It's kind of sad being here the last time. You know, I was here last year, and it's really fun being around the guys and just building that relationship with the team. And it's sad to leave them and never be able to play basketball with them again, ever, you know. But, I mean, it was the same for football. And you're just going to have to give it your all, you know.
Yeah. Well, speaking of football, how did it feel to beat Liberty Christian yesterday?
It felt amazing, you know. I never can complain about playing Liberty. They're a really good program in all their sports. They have a lot of athletes. And they challenge us. And, you know, iron sharpens iron.
Yes, it does. We beat them in the state championship. We beat them in the state quarterfinals in football in the state championship. Beat them in the quarterfinals. That's a nice memory. And so you go and enjoy your buddies and come back here tomorrow and make some memories.
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much.
Jason Guest visiting us, one of the seniors who was on the roster during the season but gave up his spot to a younger player, as you can only suit up 12 players in the state tournament. And very gracious, as always, Coach Eric Wood joining us here. Now, Coach, you talked to me a little bit about your game plan. I talked to Zach Leahy, assistant coach, as well. And early on, it seemed to be going pretty well. So talk to us about the game plan and how you felt the game progress early on.
Yeah, early on, you know, I felt like what we had in play worked really well. Their big guy didn't do much on us. We were containing. We were getting some turnovers. And we were able to push them in transition a little bit. So everything that we kind of expected to happen with our game plan happened in the first half. But, man, they came alive shooting the ball well in the second half, and we did not. So first half, you know, we shot 48% from the field. Second half, we were 30%, and they went from 48 to 58. So.
We were up 42-40. They went on an 8-0 run. With about, I think, about 2.5-3 minutes to go in the third quarter. You called the timeout.
Yep.
But, hey, they're on a 23-game win streak, defending state champions for a reason, and they know how to start sticking the daggers in, and the shots weren't falling. And then you had to press, and they got a couple of those dunks, and it just kind of came apart on you. But your guys seemed to play really hard from start to finish.
Yeah, they did. You know, they never gave in. They were battling, and we just had to try and speed the game up a little bit with the press. And I knew as soon as Toby got to the middle of it, we were in trouble.
Yeah,
he's just a very, very good point guard. Sees the court really well. And it's, you know, it's tough to compete. 6'8 guy down low. I thought we did a really good job the first half. And really, he didn't get going until kind of the fourth quarter when he got a couple of easy dunks on us.
But you guys did a great job competing. Jerome Toby, Spencer Green, both 2,000-plus scorers in their career. That was a neat, as a general fan, that's neat to watch. And Spencer scored 21, he scored 20.
Yeah.
But I really thought that LaFontaine, number 3 and 4, were really good.
Yeah, tough.
And again, that's why they're the defending state champions. They return 4 starters and then bring in a 6'8 guy. But you were right there with them.
Yeah.
And you made them know you were there. They felt you guys. And, unfortunately, we have a lot of experience with this now.
We
for
do.
The fourth straight year, you got that quick turnaround. So what's the plan to get your guys refocused and ready to go for that third place game in the morning?
Yeah, you know, that is a tough one, and I feel like we're getting all too familiar with it.
Yeah.
But the conversation's really that's been the same is, hey, there's no reason to hang our head now. Getting to where you're at last day of Saturday state basketball is still no easy task. So, you know, we got to regroup. Pick our heads up and come out. We know we can improve on some things, and I felt like we had a quarter where we just got away from doing what we asked the boys to do, and that's where it kind of got away from us.
Yeah, and then we started panicking a little bit on offense.
But hey, 78 1B schools, six of them get to play tomorrow.
That's
we're
right.
one of them. So
yeah. very proud of our boys.
Hey, Coach Wood, thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right, thank you.
Okay. Hope you enjoyed those interviews. I hope I had the mic levels appropriate. Jackson Gazelle and Jason Guess, a couple of seniors, are part of the Irish program. And then Coach Eric Wood, very gracious. That guy has had his team to the state tournament five straight years and four straight years into the semifinals and just hasn't been able to punch the ticket to the championship game. But they got to regroup. Put the best effort out on the court tomorrow against the loser of Tulalip Heritage and Elmira Cooley Heartline. We'll be back to wrap things up. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, we get to these state tournaments, people listening on the Internet, people listening, watching the NFH broadcast and trying to sync up the radio. We had a great fan base. I didn't talk about that enough. They're behind me. I couldn't see them, but I could sure hear them. And Irish Nation was well represented. The spirit was there. I just ran into a better team in this one and lose it 74-58. And Lon Olson does a lot of work behind the scenes on these broadcasts, keeping track of fouls. And he gets back to the locker room after the game and reminds Coach Wood to bring some people out. And Lon's back with me now. And there's also some things that go on during this time of year where there's a lot of people listening at home. And this is maybe their highlight of their day. I guess it would have been a little more of a highlight if we could have won. But tell us about Mrs. Seacrest, a longtime Walla Walla Valley native who listened today.
Yes, Eric Seacrest I guess I forgot what class he was in, but his mom is home recovering from recent surgery, and Eric is here supporting both Tushy and DeSales, and we just want to give her a shout-out.
All right, well, hopefully she's still listening.
Yes.
And this other, I would not call this next thing a shout-out, but last Saturday, in our game at Moses Lake Christian at Richland, we covered Tushy and DeSales. And during the Tushy broadcast, I was informed that a young man from Tushy was in a bad accident, and he's struggling in the hospital. I found out that he's actually a fifth grade student. I think he's a fifth grader at Assumption School, and so the Walla Walla Catholic Schools community and the Tushy community all praying for that young man. And Lon, you did some research on that, so tell us about that.
Well, yeah, Troy he was in a pretty bad accident.
Troy Wagner.
Troy Wagner, Tim's son, and he was riding his ATV and had an accident with a pickup, and he was flown to Cadillac and then flown to, I believe, Harbor View.
Yeah.
And he's being sedated right now. He has a broken leg, and he was without oxygen for a while because the ATV landed on top of him. And we just want to, Mike and I like to shout out, and especially the whole DeSales family to support Troy.
And they certainly have been. Father Seidel, the president of our schools,
they had a mask, a special mask for the Wagner boy, Toby, right?
Toby
Wagner. They had a mask for Toby.
No, Troy. Troy.
Okay, they had a mask for Troy to pray for his health and pray for his family. And we'll continue to keep the Wagner family in our thoughts and our prayers, and we'll remind us about our listeners about that tomorrow.
Did you happen to want to mention the Colfax coach's situation?
I can't remember his first name. I thought we'd talk about that tomorrow.
Okay.
But we'll do that. Colfax's boys are undefeated in the state championship game. Their head coach passed away a few days ago from pancreatic cancer, but we can talk more about that tomorrow in the third, fourth place game. Well, Dairy Queen player of the game, Maddox Filan, 16 points, 4 3-point field goals, 9 points in the fourth quarter. We'll go Dairy Queen player of the game there. And then honorable mention, I would say Spencer Green with 21. You could always give it to him. And Malachi Raymond, 8 points, but he really battled, and he had Chase Wade Keller off his game until late in the ball game when Keller scored 11 of his 15 points, or 9 of his 15 points in that fourth quarter.
Did you mention that Spencer was given the sportsmanship
award? Yes, I did mention that.
Okay.
All right. So, I'd like to thank you for listening. We're going to broadcast on the last day of the season, tomorrow, March 7th, in the third place, fifth place game. The Irish will play the loser of Elmira Cooley Heartline and Elmira Cooley Heartline and Tulalip Heritage for the third place trophy in that one. And right now, Tulalip Heritage is ahead of Elmira 17-12 in the first quarter. So we'll be on the air for that one about 10:55-ish. So until then, I'd like to thank you for listening. Please patronize our sponsors. Without them, we don't have a broadcast. And a big thank you for Lon for all his help. And, of course, back to the studio, a big thank you to Gabe. And with that, we'll say God bless you and send you back to the studios at 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.